Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Thank you, Big John.
Listen, you know, the Saints are going to take second place to something else that happened in the New Orleans sports community, and that is the passing of Ed Daniels over at WGNO. I have a personal story of my own just to share about Ed. That, you know, 25 or so years ago, I was actually a high school coach, not a football coach, and believe me, I was more of a moderator than I was anything of a coach. But our school called sort of a press day for all the coaches to come and talk to the New Orleans sports media. And Ed was the only one that showed up on that day. And he asked some really, really good questions, insightful questions, wanted to know about every player and every sport that we had. And throughout the year, you know, I thought, hey, I'm coaching this sport over here, but they, you know, football, basketball, baseball, those are the big three. He's going to be more interested in that. No, Ed was, you know, very personal about the whole thing and reached out, wanted to know who our players were and everything like that. And that basically told you what kind of a character this man had as a sports reporter, because he could have easily dissed everybody and just done the football, basketball, and baseball, but instead he wanted to know everything about everything and wanted to give everybody their just due when it came to the sports scene. And when we lost him last week, and Mike, I know he was a personal friend of yours, he's a personal friend to a lot of people. You know, high school sports in this state lost a big-time advocate when they lost Ed Daniels. I mean, he was a great man. Let's not move away from that. You know, that's the most important thing, is that he was a great man. But even more important than that, just as important as that, he was such a champion for high school sports, not just in the city of New Orleans, but in the whole state of Louisiana.
Better. He redefined how you covered high school sports. Every year about this time, he'd always call me and said, hey, big guy, tell me what you got on the bayou, what you got on the River Parish, who the players to watch. And we'd go through and talk about certain things. He'd make a little pit stop if he was on the bayou and always kind of make a little run at the house, and we would talk for a few minutes. And this is something just personal, but on the night that Ida passed, he still had cell phone service, which is unbelievable, but this was a little after 11 o'clock that night. I didn't have it the next day, but I had it that night. Ed calls me up, and this is about 11:15, and my wife says, the phone's ringing. I look at it, I saw it was Ed, and I picked it up, and he was like, Mike, is everything okay? I said, yeah, Ed. I said, we fine. We made it through the storm. I lost some shingles on the house. So I got a little part here and there, but no water damage. House is livable. We in really good shape. He was like, it's the first time I've ever heard on the Weather Channel them saying the eye of the storm passed over Matthews, Louisiana. Ed knew where Matthews was, and he knew where I lived. And so that was Ed sort of reaching out. I said, Ed, we fine. We doing okay. The kids and the grandkids, I said, they out of state. But we all good with everybody here at the house. So that was Ed. He was always a little bit nervous at this time of the year because of hurricane season. But he reached out that night. And I think it was three or four days later. I must have got four other texts from Ed, because my cell phone was erratic at this point. Our tower for AT&T had went down. But, man, we go back to 1982. That Ed kind of figured out the first time we met, 1982, and he was telling me he had covered
McNeese.
He was
in Lake Charles, yeah, in Northwest.
And Northwestern State, where Bobby and Coach O had played.
Yeah, no, that's why I go way back to Ed. He's in Lake Charles. They had like seven NFL players. Mike, you know how you think you'd have one today if like Nicholls State's playing Southeastern or Northwestern played McNeese? There was like Stephen Starring went to the Patriots. There were like seven of us that were all in that game, and Ed was just starting out. But to me, Big John, what Ed brought to the table is how he cared at all levels. You know, you might have journalists, okay, I'm into the pros, because I don't keep up with high school football like when you played. Or even I was more into LSU when Tebow was playing. I'm like, okay, I kind of go with the flow with LSU right now. I'm more focused on the Saints. But Ed Daniels, how he was involved with the Saints, professional football, the LSU Fighting Tigers, he was so excited.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Guess what? He was so excited because of Disney, ABC, you know, ESPN, they were going to get the SEC. And he was so excited that they were going to have that instead of just Monday Night Football. And then the Friday night show he does with JT Curtis. That's the best of the best.
Bob.
The bottom line is, and Big John, it was like pros, college, and high school, that the effort that he put into that to spread
and
the message.
That takes a lot of time and effort.
And
he would reach out to see if maybe you knew something he didn't know, and he wanted to know it, and he would get it out of you. But Coach O, I think, paid a great compliment to Ed, and he's like, you know what? I lived in Los Angeles. I lived in Miami or Florida. That Friday night show is unmatched. They didn't have that in L.A., didn't have it in Miami, and what Ed did in New Orleans. Think of that.
Yeah,
you're talking about two major metropolitan areas with a lot more people to help out in a show like that. And he's like, Mike, it was a cut above.
Yeah, you're talking about three decades. And then Ed was smart enough to get JT Curtis involved in that.
Yep.
I mean, come on. John Curtis, that's a national household name in high school football. So, no, what he did was truly – no, it was shocking. Because remember, I was with Ed at the OTAs, and I was at minicamp and talking with him, and he says, yeah – you know, him and his wife, they've been traveling. And, you know, we talk about what you do outside of sports, outside of football. And, you know, he was tending to travel more in Europe and do different things.
He had went to St. Petersburg, and that's before all the war issues that started.
And he was telling me, and I haven't been, he said, Bobby, you got to go to Berlin, Germany.
Yep.
And he said, you would not think, considering all what went down in World War II, and, you know, East Germany, West Germany, you go to Berlin, how that city is happening. So I said, Ed, I'm going to take you on that. That's definitely in my plans in the future. Now, you don't want to push it too far off because you never know.
You never know.
But I remember what Ed, he said, you know what? It's going to be a work vacation. The Saints are going to Irvine. I'm going to take my wife out there. And we're going to go to California. Then lo and behold, it's just
you never know, Big John,
situation.
But God bless him. And we had a lot of memories together, him and I. Had a lot of good talks with him. And he would always tell me, Mike, I know why you overweight. Your wife can cook as well as any restaurant cook in this city. So, man, God bless him
that. The one thing what I like about Ed, and probably the last confrontation or situation he's been, he called out Jameis Winston. And he did not back down. When that punk-ass touchdown, where you should kneel down and do what the coaches said, and Jameis tried to challenge him, and Ed kept his poise, you know, and he just said, no, it's just not right. And also, in the past, he used to give Coach Maher the business. I'm telling you, him and Ron Swoboda. No, they would give Coach Maher the business. I remember we even in the press box, and we were, you know, all watching it with the media, and Ed would be like, oh, Bobby, look at you and Jim Maher, you're all buddy-buddies now. You know, so Coach Maher and I, we're all buddy-buddies. Now, we might say a few choice words to one another, but, you know, it's tough love. You can't be soft. I mean, come on, but Edwin knew how to stir the pot with that.
No, he tried. He tried a few times. But God bless him, Big John. I'm glad you brought it up. We were going to talk about it. We got Frank Monica to come on after 6 o'clock, talk a little bit more about it. But give us your insights on the Saints real quick.
You know, guys, I really think that the defense was just spectacular last night. It was a pleasure to watch that all around. And I'm telling you, that 95-yard drive that the Saints put together for the touchdown using yet another blade in the Swiss Army knife that's Taysom Hill, that was just good old-fashioned, old-school football right there. And that was very encouraging to watch.
Big John, thanks so much for the call, buddy. Glad you brought it up about Ed. And, again, our thoughts and prayers out to Robin and all the family for Ed. And passed away way too soon, and I'm going to miss him.